Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That sounds crazy enough to work.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that belt now, forget this, better than 29 years. And straight up today, I'm bringing you nothing but all-stars. We're going to start off with Larry Holmes. That's right, the man who I think is the greatest heavyweight in history. That's right, he beats Muhammad Ali, Jack Johnson, the Klitschko's, everybody. Anyway, the Eastern Assassin will be here to talk about his 1978 fight, his title-winning effort against the late Ken Norton. And Ken Norton passed away this week, and those of you that know me and have listened to the show for a long time know that I've had some personal contact with Ken Norton and saw him in some emotional situations over the years and some happy situations over the years. And I'm just sad that Ken has left us at the age of 70, born in 1933, and he is 43 and now passed away in 2013. He had gotten a real bad car accident about 15 years ago, and from that point forward, you know, he just wasn't really Ken. But the bottom line is he was a great fighter, a great guy. And although he was bitter, and I'll tell you when the bitterness ended, and maybe Larry was a witness to that. I'll tell you when the bitterness ended with Muhammad Ali in Sacramento, California, a little bit later in the show. We'll also talk UFC. I'm talking about Alex Gustafsson, of course, challenging John Jones, UFC 165 for the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship. We're going to bring in Dave Meltzer at about 40 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour. So Dave will talk UFC. Dave is the expert, of course, the host of the Wrestling Observer radio show, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Man, it's the bomb. Check out the Wrestling Observer. It airs live on Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. right here, Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network and the iHeart Radio Network.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Hi, listeners. Edward Brown, host of Sports Econ 101, to let you know I saw a life insurance proposal for $1 million for a 30-year-old that was guaranteed not to increase for 35 years. That only cost $51 per month. Just imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this person will ever need. Here's the deal. We input the age and how much insurance is wanted into the computer, and out pops the 15 best price policies from major life insurance companies. Come on, you got to be curious as to how much this would cost you. Call 888-660-4495 and leave your name, age, and how much insurance you want, and a free, no obligation quote will be prepared just for you. Wouldn't it be great to have a guaranteed, locked-in price life insurance policy that will last for many years? Call 888-660-4495 for your free quote.
And in Ken Norton's head is that big 3 minutes. It's just 3 minutes. Don't make a mistake. We've got this fight in the bag. And in Ali's head, it's 3 minutes to put this guy away. And we will see what this 3 minutes bring, as the tempo of the fight has not changed at all. Ken Norton still attacks. A beautiful right hand by Ken Norton right on the jaw of Ali into a corner. Ali grabbing. Ken Norton having none of it. Winging those wild rights. Ali again out of the corner. Ali now moving back. Ali's got to stop and fight here.
Ali trying an uppercut. Takes a great right hand to left. And Norton backs him into a neutral corner and pounds away at the ex-champion.
20 seconds left and Ali is battling for his life. He's battling to keep himself from getting knocked out. He's not even battling to win. He's just battling to stay in there till the bell.
Well, it's less than 10 seconds. There will not be a knockout. Ali scores with a great right, but it's too late, folks. As this fight is about to come to an end, Ken Norton still after the ex-champion.
Five, Norton. Four, Ali. Judge Fred Hayes. 6 points, Ali. 5 points, Norton. Ladies and gentlemen, referee Frank Rustich. 7 points, Norton. 5 points, Ali.
Norton wins. Norton wins the fight. Look at Norton jumping up and
down. The late Ken Norton's great claim to fame, of course, beating Muhammad Ali in that non-title event, breaking Muhammad Ali's jaw. And that is the Tower of Power, bringing us back from the break, folks. Speaking of Tower of Power, I'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But my guess is the best heavyweight ever. And people laugh when I say this, but I put it on paper when I rated the top three heavyweights of all time. I rated Jack Johnson, 53-11-9 with 34 KOs, at number three. Muhammad Ali, 56-5, 37 KOs, as number two. And number one was Larry the Easton Assassin Holmes, 69-6, 44 KOs, 19 defenses of the World Heavyweight Championship. He joins us from Easton, Pennsylvania. How you doing, Larry?
Hey, man, I'm doing better now that you call.
Well, it's always good.
On your radio show.
It's always good to talk to Larry Holmes, man. I mean, I have a lot of respect for you, not only as a fighter, but as a person and as a parent. I mean, Larry, and nobody's perfect, but you know what? You're a pretty damn good guy.
Hey, you know I try to be, man. Because you don't get nothing with vinegar. You get more with sugar than you do with vinegar.
Okay.
I want to stay sweet.
Yeah. You know, Ken, the passing of Ken Norton this weekend, and you and I were together, and I don't know if you remember this, we're in Sacramento, California, and Harold Smith had some scam going. He brought us all into Sacramento. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember it, man.
Okay. I think everybody got a little bit of cash on that one. So anyway, Ali tells Norton, as we're standing there in that green room, he says to him, "You know, champ, that third fight, I think you got the best of it." And when he told him that, Norton almost started crying?
Yeah, and that's true. I gave that to Norton, too. But you know what? Ali was so big. He had so much charisma, and people liked him. And they gave it to him. But you know what? A fighter should win a fight, and he should lose a fight. Fairly. Norton won it fairly, but they didn't get it. It's a shame.
You know, Larry, when you were sparring with Muhammad Ali in, like, before the George Foreman fight, and you were a young stud, then Ali was coming back trying to win the heavyweight championship again, What was it like being in camp with him? Because I've seen films of you, and you're like lighting them up like the White House Christmas tree.
Yeah, you know, I was mostly pulling a lot of the punches that I was throwing. I wasn't really hitting him with full force. I was doing with a lot of open cuts because, you know, I knew what he had because I was a sparring partner for 4 years, and I knew he couldn't do anything with me. And to me, that was a payday for Ali, and that was it. So, hey. You know, I didn't have to do no more than I did.
Okay. How's your family doing? That son of yours, they came up with the greatest line of all time. He goes, what's it like to watch your father fight? He goes, it's very stressful.
It is stressful. Anytime you watch somebody that you care about fight, it is that way, you know. And, you know, that's normal. But, hey, he had to get over it because I had to do what I had to do, you know. Okay.
Speaking of doing what you had to do, the 1978 fight with Ken Norton is considered one of the greatest heavyweight fights of all time. It was held probably in the greatest fight arena of all time, the Caesars Palace Sports Pavilion, because it only held about 3,000, 4,000 people. Everybody in there got a ringside seat. But, man, Larry, that was 15 rounds of hell. What was going through your mind going down the stretch in the championship rounds there?
Being the champion, winning it, getting the opportunity to win it, and just taking advantage of getting that opportunity. You know, I might have said it all different and backwards and whatnot, but I think in the long run, they'll figure out what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great day for me, man. It was a blessing from God. It was a blessing for me to even meet guys like Kenny Norton and Muhammad Ali and places, people like that. Because, you know, you watch them on TV, you might hear them on the radio or whatever, or glance at him from a distance, but you never imagine that you'd be close to him. And, you know, I was just honored to be close to Ken Norton and then to get the shot to fight Ken Norton. That was even a bigger thrill, you know, and I was happy, man, that I could tell everybody that I was with the greatest fighters of all time.
He can't. We're talking with Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin, the former world heavyweight champion. In fact, if you go to ringtalk.com and enter top three heavyweights in history, top three heavyweight champions in history, you'll see the story I did on Larry, the late Jack Johnson, and, of course, Muhammad Ali. Now, Larry, I got to ask you this. Some historian just shot me an email here, and he says to me, ask Larry what happened with Dwayne Bobic. Did you lose? You lost to Dwayne Bobic in the amateurs, but you would never even put him in the same ring with you as a pro. What happened?
Well, I lost to Dwayne Bobic in the amateurs because, you know, one of the things, we was fighting in the Olympic elimination to go to the Olympics. And what happened is I qualified to fight the winner of Dwayne Bobic and Nick Wells. And I think Dwayne Bobic beat up Nick Wells and he was not able to go. And so that way he put it on me. And at that time I was going down to light heavyweight and lost a lot of weight and everything. I weighed about 180 pounds, I think, maybe a little less than that. But I didn't care. I didn't really want to go to the Olympics. I really didn't want to go to Munich. In fact, something told me, don't go there. So I didn't put my best foot forward. I just did what I had to do.
Okay.
And he wanted to fight, and hey, God bless it and wish him the best, man. That's it.
Okay. What's life like now? I mean, for Larry Holmes, you own half of Easton, and if anybody has a complaint in Easton regarding a streetlight being out or a pothole or anything like that, you call Mayor Larry Holmes. You don't call anybody else. Right, Larry?
No, you don't. You don't call me. I'm not the man. You know, I mean, people would like to say that I do, and I don't own the city. I don't even really want to live here anymore. But because you know, I'm treated not fairly. You know, especially today they're having a festival outside, and they brought all these trucks in front of me on my patio that I can't see them band play. So I don't think that's really right for them to do that. But especially when you spend millions of dollars in the city. But they got their way of doing things, and I let them keep doing their things. But you know what? I'm not going to let it affect me. I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing until I don't want to do it no more.
Okay. How will history remember Ken Norton for beating Ali that first time and going into the trenches with you for 15 rounds? Is that his claim to fame?
Well, let me tell you about Ken Norton, okay? All them fights that he had with Muhammad Ali and everything. But guess what I remember Ken Norton doing? Playing Mandingo, the movie Mandingo.
That's right. That's
and
right.
They killed him in that movie Mandingo with that white girl that he was with and had sex with. They killed her and then they killed him. That's when I first met Ken Norton.
Wow.
When that movie was out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember even after we fought and I beat him, and he was bitter about it. I used to say, Kenny, tell me, man, the movie looked like you really have that girl with no clothes on. He would never, never say yay or nay to any of that. Just use your imagination. Use your imagination, you know, and because that's all he really was. But he would never admit to nothing. He was a good guy, man. Kenny Norton were liked. People like Kenny Norton. And I like Kenny Norton. I like being around him. I like looking at him because the guy was built up to the day he probably died.
Yeah,
he was built, like he was in shape
all
the time. And, I wonder how somebody looked like that can get into so much problem with their body, with health-wise.
Well,
you know, the car accident did something. I don't know. If the motorcycle accident did something to him. I don't know, but that could have probably had an effect to him down the road.
Last time I saw and spent a lot of time with him was in Sacramento. But before that, 1995, we did New Year's Eve together on South Beach for a Harold Smith promotion. And I think Harold didn't come up with all the cash he was supposed to come up with on the morning of everybody was supposed to leave, right? And there was Ken Norton in the lobby of the hotel. I think it was Eden Rock down there in South Miami Beach, saying to me, I'm going to choke Harold. Have you seen Harold? I'm going to choke him. Harold never got choked, but a lot of people wanted to choke him.
Yeah, well, you know, he brought a lot of money. He had a lot of money. You know, I mean, I made one mistake by not taking some of that money that he offered, man. You know, when a guy brings you $1 million and put it right in front of you in cash, you wonder, damn, that scared me alone. If he had bought me a $500,000, maybe that wouldn't have scared me as bad. But he brought $1 million and laid it in front of me and said, sign these papers. All this money is yours. Real money.
And
I didn't take that money. I didn't take that money. And I could have kicked myself in the butt ever since, you know, because that money was good and it was legitimate. And I didn't take it.
Okay, but you know, what was funny about that money, though, was that when you talked to Don King, Don King said, don't sign nothing, don't sign. Wasn't that the way it went down?
Don King scared me. That's one of the reasons dying, because you don't know where that money comes from. Don't take that money. That money is good. That money is good. Don King was looking out for Don King and not Larry Holmes, because that $1 million in cash would look really good in my bank account.
Uh-huh. You know what? I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. I know you're doing all kinds of different things, but I thank you for the time that you spent with me. And in my mind, you are the best heavyweight of all time, in and outside the ring. Because you know what? When it came down to telling it like it is, Larry Holmes wasn't afraid to tell somebody where to go. See, and most of these...
I'm going to tell you this, then, okay? I'm going to tell you this real quick. You know, if you stop calling me, I'm coming out of retirement.
All right.
Come and get you. That's what I'm going to do. Come get you. Beat you up.
Okay. I miss you, Larry.
Always call me.
All right.
All right, buddy.
I miss you. Say hello to your wife and your kid for me, all right?
You got it, Fernando. Talk to you later.
The great Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 29 years on the radio, of course. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, the American Forces Network and the iHeart Radio Network. Taking us to the break, the great James Brown.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Don, how goes it?
It goes very well for me. I think that I have a Russian that I just bought in called Nikolai Valuev. We'll be fighting October the 7th in Chicago. I call it the Big Red October. But all this emanates from our late, great President Ronald Reagan telling Mikhail Gorbachev, Gorbachev, tear down that wall. And in tearing that wall down, the after effects is now you have four former Soviet Union fighters that are all organization champions. So it's a tremendous thing to see what freedom does in this country.
What happened to the hungry black athlete in this country? What happened to him?
He lost his work ethic, not only the hungry black, but the hungry white too, that if there is some hungry whites that's there. Because they're not working dedicatedly and committedly as these Eastern black fighters are doing. The opportunity for them to get freedom and to grasp opportunity, to seize the time and grasp the opportunity is unrivaled. And what they're doing is they work at it like a job 300 days a year dedicated to training and getting prepared whether they have a fight date or not. In America, they're telling them what date it is, where it's going to be, what network has got it, how much money I'm going to get, which they got all questions that are very salient questions, but not before you start training to be prepared to fight no matter who it be, wherever it may be, and on any moment's notice. We don't do that anymore. We did it with Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, Joe Frazier, Joe Louis, Roberto Duran, but not with the ones that's there today. And the tale-telling fact is that now we don't have the champions. All champions are mostly from foreign shores.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Check it. 30 minutes past hour. Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network as well. I welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. If you haven't been here before, hey, welcome. We are the longest-running show in fight history. I'm telling you, 29 years now, a couple of weeks ago. And the bottom line is we're here Saturdays and Sundays, separate shows. That's right, Saturday for an hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we go again Sunday for 2 hours at 11 a.m. as well, Pacific time, for 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. Speaking of MMA, we're talking about John Jones, the light heavyweight champion of the UFC. That'll be in about 10 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast, and we bring in Mr. Dave Meltzer. Of course, the fight, the Viagra of boxing. I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather taking on Canelo Alvarez last week, licking Canelo like a stamp. I had the score 120 to 108. That means I didn't give the Mexican a round. They call him Cinnamon. I told you he was green. You didn't listen to me. You doubted Floyd Mayweather. You can't doubt Floyd Mayweather against inferior fighters. And everybody said, well, he's bigger and he's younger. I don't care. He could have been bigger, younger. He could have had three hands. He wasn't going to beat. He wasn't going to beat Floyd Mayweather. Just wasn't going. And Floyd schooled him. I mean, didn't lose a minute of the fight in my round, in my mind. I mean, let alone a round. I mean, the judges are like 117, 111, 116, 111, things like that. And then this one judge, C.J. Ross, had it 114, 114. And there's been such a controversy over this. The same female judge that gave the fight last year, last June 2012, to Tim Bradley over Manny Pacquiao in a fight that most people felt that Pacquiao won, even though I scored it a draw myself when I turned the sound off. But the bottom line is, she is the queen of the fence. C.J. Ross, a female judge in Las Vegas, is the queen of the fence. And what I mean by that is she sits on the fence. A lot of fights she's had a draw. And judges, I'm a judge. I am licensed and been certified by the Association of Boxing Commission. So all you guys out there that think that I'm blowing smoke, no. I've taken the test. I've done it. I've done my homework. I know what I'm talking about, okay? She can't score. I'm telling you, Ray Charles could have scored that fight. That fight was a one-sided round. Roy Charles, and for the fight, the judges that did give Canelo a couple of three rounds, I think you were, like, giving welfare checks out. And that's what you do in a big fight when one guy's pulled so far ahead. You want to give the guy, well, maybe he got that round. Well, maybe he got that round. No. No way. Floyd Mayweather won every round going away, 121 away in my mind. The bottom line is he is the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, and whether you like him or not, he's 45-0 as predicted here. And Canelo Alvarez, they call him Cinnamon, but I told you all along, green like guacamole. People on my website wrote that he was going to pull upsets, and I respect my writers and, of course, my other guests on this radio show, and I do. I respect them greatly, okay? But I just couldn't see that, and it was really, really, really hard for me to even put that up on the website because I realized it wasn't going to happen. You're not going to beat Floyd Mayweather with a Saul Alvarez, okay? It takes more than that. So Alvarez did not put forth the effort that we think he should have put forth. And Larry Merchant said that on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which is available right now at ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. You've got all the latest shows, the latest articles. I mean, we got it all going on. Check it out, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. And Larry said that he didn't show the heart and the effort and the enthusiasm and the aggression that he should have showed, seeing he was in the biggest fight in the world, biggest fight of his life. He was undefeated going after the pound-for-pound king of boxing, and he just didn't put forth enough effort. I mean, I would have pushed Mayweather over. I would have stepped on his foot. I would have elbowed him. I would have hit him in the arms. I would have pulled out all the tricks, okay? You have to, because you're not going to beat this guy by outboxing him. Robert Guerrero tried the same thing. I don't get it. I just don't get it. They did this with Ray Leonard back in the day, okay? Tommy Hearns tried to outbox him. Didn't work. Tommy should have outpunched him. Tommy was a hitman. Tommy should have laid flat, Ray flat in about three or four rounds, okay, like he did Duran, okay? And then, of course, Marvin Hagler wanting to box with Sugar Ray Leonard, giving away four of the first five rounds, if not the first five rounds of a 12-round fight. What is it? What compels an athlete, a boxer per se, to play into somebody else's hands? I mean, you couldn't do it. You couldn't help the other guy out. You couldn't help him out. I mean, you're giving him every advantage. Hey, I'm going to try to beat you at your own game. You're the best at what you do, but I'm going to try to beat you at your own game. Nah, it ain't going to happen, okay? It ain't going to happen. Just like you know, the Little League team down there in San Francisco is not going to beat the San Francisco Giants. Well, maybe they are with the Giants of this year, but the bottom line is, you know what I'm trying to say, is we're talking about different leagues here. And Floyd Mayweather was in the major leagues, and Canelo Alvarez, I hate to say it, and these Mexican-American fans, and the Mexican fans are going to, like, scream, probably jump up and down there in Tijuana and cause an earthquake. But the bottom line is, he's not that good. He's just not that good, okay? He's looked good against guys that have stood directly in front of him, and he's been able to pound on him. But outside of that, he hasn't looked very good at all. On the undercard, a bit of an upset as far as the oddsmakers and Pedro's concerned. 9-5 favorite, I'm talking about Lucas Matisse. He was beaten to a pulp by Danny Garcia. You got to give the guy from Puerto Rico and VA, Philadelphia, the Philadelphia born Puerto Rican. You got to give him credit. He is the world junior welterweight champion, 140 pounds. He's still undefeated now, 27-0, 16 KOs. I mean, he closed one of Matisse's eyes about the fifth or sixth round, and that sort of turned the fight definitely in his way, but I thought he was going to win it anyway. I mean, I didn't pick him to win the fight going in. I thought Matisse was going to be able to outpunch him and knock him around and hurt him and things like that. But here's what's up. Matisse loops his punches. He was looping shots. He wasn't throwing them straight. He was looping them. And Danny was able to see him coming, and he blocked them. And the ones that he did get hit with, well, his jaw was sufficient enough to where he was able to withstand that. The bottom line is he is the world junior welterweight champion, and let him stay a junior welterweight because moving up to 147 and fighting Floyd Mayweather would be maybe a financial success, but it wouldn't be a ring success. And we really want to see Mayweather in some good fights now. So let's see what Floyd can do. I mean, Floyd's got to get imaginative. He's got to put some imagination in his career right now, because basically he's beating everybody out there but myself and Scott Cuddy, and we're not fighting anymore. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network. Join us on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, we're talking MMA, the UFC, and the genius of MMA. I'm talking about the most prolific writer in history of the sport, Mr. Dave Meltzer, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Better than you do. Do
what it wants, give what it wants. Respect will come to you. Free TV. Pretty darn close with Dish. You'll get the same channels you know and love for only $19.99 a month for 12 months. Plus, Dish gives you free installation and free HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars for 3 months.
Wow!
All this for only $19.99 a month. Plus, you can save even more when you add DishNet high-speed internet. So, for just $19.99 a month for 12 months, you'll get the same channels you know and love. Plus, free HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars for 3 months. Months.
That is one great deal.
Might as well be free for only $19.99 a month. Visit InfinityDish.com, your Dish authorized retailer, or call 800-780-5300. That's 800-780-5300 for details. That's 800-780-5300. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee and other terms and conditions apply. Additional restrictions may apply. Call for details. 800-780-5300.
The Sports Byline USA collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing.
I have a gift. I'm 7 feet tall. I didn't have anything to do with that. And I have this athletic ability and this body. And I feel like, you know, God gave me this for a reason, and I can't waste it. I just can't. I don't have that luxury.
In the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com, you'll hear Peyton Manning share the secret to a quarterback success.
Yeah, I kind of call it getting back to zero. And what I mean by that is when you throw an interception or you have a bad play, you can't let that play affect you on the next series. You have to, erase it from your mind and kind of get back to ground zero. And so you can go out the next series and be productive and be successful. And if you let the play before you bother you, or the game before bother you, then it's only going to drag you further down.
And great athletes aren't afraid to fail. Hall of Fame receiver Jerry Rice gave this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off. I took it off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And it's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
These and other great interviews are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. It's yours to listen to and enjoy. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. This is a rare collection of unforgettable, original, full-length interviews.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on The Vault.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends a go. Fight! Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again, the head kick.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that
Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Mayers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Clay Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
My next guest is the Superfly of MMA writers, and that is meant in a very positive manner. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer. What's up, Big Dave?
Not too much. How you doing, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. You sound a little tranquil this morning. What's up? Haven't had the coffee or what?
No, I'm fine. Just okay. Got a long day. They got a six-hour and 45-minute show, so it starts at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, the people don't realize that when you watch it from top to bottom, it is a long time, and it's work. I mean, you're sitting there, good Lord, you know.
Cranking out writing, trying to, you know, watch these fights.
Yeah.
And it's 13 fights tonight.
Okay.
This afternoon and tonight, yeah.
So is John Jones a prohibitive favorite over the
He's a prohibitive favorite, yeah. I've seen odds from about 8-1 to 11-1 in those ranges. So pretty strong. I mean, you know, there's always the chance of a fluke. You know, it's a fight. But I don't know. I mean, it's... you know, John's a super. He really is. He's just a super talented fighter. That's all there is to it. And I mean, sometimes I feel like he's his own worst enemy. And when it comes to his popularity and marketability, but he's going to win. He's going to win his fights. I mean, unless he fights Cormier or Cain Velasquez, I don't know who's going to stop him.
I was of the opinion, I was hoping that Glover Teixeira might step up, but I watched the way that he fought Ryan Bader, and I just don't see him in that John Jones league.
Wait, Ryan Bader came very close to finishing him.
Yeah.
So I don't – and Ryan Bader, if you remember Ryan – not that this necessarily proves anything, but if you remember Ryan Bader and John Jones, I mean, as one-sided as I expected that fight to be, it was even more one-sided. I mean, it was scary one-sided, that the Jones-Bader fight.
Yeah. And so instead of going to – and we'll go back to the tonight's UFC event in just a minute, but let's talk about Benson Henderson. Now – he was always a guy that never could close the show. Remember, he'd have these decision wins like over Gilbert Melendez, where some people thought that Gilbert deserved to win the fight. Other fights went the distance, and he fought the guy that had last beat him, Anthony Pettis, and Pettis submitted him again. Is it styles make fights?
I think that I'm not exactly sure what happened there. I mean, because Benson Henderson is so difficult to submit, but, you know, things can happen in any fight. And but. You know, again, the fight was only a couple minutes long. It looked like Pettis was probably going to win that fight, but, you know, over the first couple of minutes, you can hardly tell how stamina is going to play a factor and things like that. But, no, he caught him, and he did a really great submission, and Henderson said that he blocked it, and then the guy, you know, switched the grip, and it was just, you know, technical move of the highest order. And Anthony Pettis is the real deal, you know. I mean, there's no question he's really looked good his last two fights.
Well, he's improved quite greatly in – you know, people thought that, I mean, I was looking at the boards, man, and people were picking Henderson to beat him in this fight, even though he had beaten Pettis prior. So, I mean, he had this UFC title. Just having that UFC title around your waist, it carries a lot of weight.
Yeah. I favored Pettis in that fight. I mean, as far as, like, submitting Henderson, I was shocked. I thought it would probably be a decision. I didn't think he was going to knock him out. Henderson's a tough guy, but... Pettis was a better stand-up fighter. I think that the first fight proved it, and I thought that Pettis proved that he could pretty much handle Henderson's wrestling. So it's again, you know, when you talk about styles make fights, I think Pettis always has an edge over Henderson, unless, you know, he would show up out of shape and Henderson shows up in shape. That'd be the only difference.
Okay, what about Gilbert Melendez? How does he stack up against him?
Against, you know, Pettis. we saw Gilbert Melendez against Henderson, and it was a very even fight.
Yeah.
Pettis... it's a tough fight because I think that Pettis has, again, I think Pettis has a stand-up advantage, and I think he's a good enough wrestler that the fight's going to stay standing. The one thing is that the thing with Gilbert is Gilbert has tremendous stamina and goes at a really fast pace. So if he shows up in really good shape, and he's, you know, when I say hard to finish, I don't know if Gilbert has ever been finished in a fight. I'm thinking he never has because he only lost three times, and one was Henderson, which was a close fight, and one was Josh Thompson, which was you know, not necessarily a close fight, but it was a decision. And then the other one, I think, was Ishida in Japan. And that was, I think, a decision. So, you know, the guy's got staying power. The guy's got confidence, stamina, and all that. So the question then becomes Pettis' conditioning to go five. The one time he went five, which was the first Henderson fight, he did have it. So it's a tough fight for Gilbert. It's a tough fight.
Okay. Let's talk about Fox Sports 1. It sort of came off pretty good August 17th. I mean, they did 1.78 million viewers for that Chael Sonnen and Mauricio Shogun Rua fight, of course, the one in which Sonnen ended up winning on a submission in the first round. But the bottom line is the numbers were good. Are the numbers staying good?
No, I mean, not at that level. The numbers are good for Fox Sports 1. I mean, usually when there's a major UFC event or Ultimate Fighter, it's the highest rated show that they're going to have. It's you know, regularly the highest rated show. It does as well or better than college football. So in that sense, on the station, good. Compared to what UFC was doing on Spike, on FX, no. It's way down.
Okay.
Because it's on the new station. It's going to take a while to rebuild that station. I mean, and...
But can it be rebuilt, though? I mean, are people so programmed and so inclined to go in one direction that they won't look for this channel on the dial?
Well, I think that what you're getting is the people who will look for it, find it. But, you know, when it comes to, like, sports, a lot of the viewership, a high percentage, I think, is people who are just like, okay, it's Saturday night or Wednesday night. We're going to flip around, see what's on TV. Ah, UFC's on TV. Let's sit and watch it. Those people aren't going to find it because it's not on a popular channel. And I think that, like, what I think has hurt, like, this Ultimate Fighter season is I think that, like, the casual audience and I think the women's audience that would be interested because there's women fighters and because there's women coaches,
mm-hmm.
they're not watching Fox Sports 1. In fact, I saw a demo breakdown of the, I think it was episode 1 or 2. I forget which one it was. And, I mean, literally, you know, like the number of women watching was so shockingly low on a show that I thought was going to actually get a decent amount of women viewership. And if it was on FX, I'm sure it would have. So it's, you know, when you get a station that, you know, very few people are watching, and those who are watching are just like your super, super diehard sports, male sports fans, you're very limited in that casual thing. I mean, the super UFC fans, you know, they are watching the show. I hear from people after every episode of Ultimate Fighter, a lot of people, but the ratings are not reflecting that.
Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks, of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. It's a once-weekly publication. It comes out of Silicon Valley, USA. It's got about 40,000 words in it, and I'm telling you, it is the most mind-blowing publication you've got. Dave's got it from A to Z, and he's got some boxing news in there, but he thrives on MMA and professional wrestling, so you can check him out at WrestlingObserver.com. You know, as far as the UFC and marketing women's concerned and going after the women's market, I think they've made some grave errors here, Dave, and here's my point. They probably should have put Ronda Rousey on Fox TV and introduced her to the entire world via Fox TV, via free TV, and then put her on pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was a grave error.
Yeah. I think that their thing was is that the idea of the first women's fight was going to be so big it would be good on pay-per-view. But I agree with you. I think it could have been gigantic on free TV.
You know,
it was big either way, but I know what you're saying. Again, because they were saying, well, she's already been on TV, but she was on TV on Showtime. There's a big difference between Showtime and Fox when it comes to penetration.
Fox, we're talking about Fox the network, folks.
Fox not, Network, yeah, exactly. Not FS1 or yeah, FX. Yeah,
exactly. All right, let's go back to the UFC heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez. He gets by Junior Dos Santos. Now, his buddy Daniel Cormier, they're stablemates. They're never going to fight each other. He's the undefeated heavyweight from down in that area. And he's going to drop the light heavy and fight John Jones, correct?
I think that's how it's going to go, yeah. He said he's going to drop to light heavy. John Jones is saying he won't fight him, but, you know, that could be just posturing.
Yeah, but why wouldn't John Jones want to fight him?
I John Jones says that he hasn't proven anything. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it may be John Jones just, you know, like I think it's John Jones posturing and trying to play mind games and things like that.
Yeah, I thought he took Josh Barnett's a damn good fighter. He took Josh Barnett apart.
Hey, Daniel Cormier is good. He's a great athlete. I mean, you know, John Jones goes, he's an okay wrestler, and it was like, dude, the guy, you know, was fourth in the Olympics. That's better than an okay wrestler.
Mm-hmm. No question about that. Okay, let's talk UFC 165 tonight. Gustafson and Jones. Jones, what about that toe? I guess he got that toe thing together. That was ugly.
It was ugly, yeah. I mean, but, you know, that's the thing where you talk about, like, 11-1 odds. It's like he could have lost to Chael because of that toe. He could have lost to Vitor Belfort. If Vitor Belfort hadn't let up on that arm bar, he would have finished him. So it's not like nobody's unbeatable. You know, I mean, he's certainly the favorite. He's probably going to win, but I mean, and he is as good as people say he is. I mean, I'm not trying to knock him, but no matter how good you are, there are those, you know, anyone can get beat. You know, Anderson Silva, GSP, they can all get beat with, you know, the right punch at the right time.
Were you surprised that Boxing 101 took out the great Anderson Silva and not a MMA move?
I was shocked. I mean, I thought that Weidman had a really good chance of winning, but I thought it was going to be maybe a submission or maybe a decision. Knocking him out with a boxing combo, never thought of it for a second. No,
I mean, I was stunned as well. I mean, he brought something else to his game. You know, we didn't see obviously the Mark Munoz fight was a bit abbreviated, ending in the second round, but we didn't see him in box much in that fight. I mean, he just basically took Mark.
He didn't have to.
No. Yeah, he took Mark.
He's never put in that position. He threw a nasty elbow though that knocked out Mark Munoz standing. But again, Mark Munoz standing is not Anderson Silva.
Okay. And speaking of Anderson Silva, now I mean they were all pumped. They were all getting ready to pump up this him and Roy Jones on pay per view fight. I guess that's sort of dead, huh?
Yeah. I mean, there was talk of that. I don't. You know. Yeah.
Jones was there at that last fight, and Dana admitted they had been talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like the idea of that because, again, you know, Roy Jones. If it was Roy Jones of a couple of years ago, you know, I mean, that would be huge. But I just don't know that Roy Jones now. You know, it's not like anyone really cares about Roy Jones right now.
Maybe not even Roy Jones. Now, what's this scoop, and I try to tell people about it, that Ronda Rousey likes to have sex before a fight, unlike a man. Can you give me the gist of that?
Well, her argument is that it having sex before competition, which actually she talked about in her judo days, elevates your a woman's testosterone, so therefore she thinks it's beneficial. It's probably more psychological than anything, I'm guessing. Maybe maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I've never studied that subject. That's what she says. So,
Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate, of course, December 28th, underneath Weidman and Silva 2. Weidman and Silva 2. Now, all due respect to Anderson Silva, and all due respect to, I guess, the people that come up with this list, but anybody that was – I think it's asinine to put Chris Weidman at, like, number 9 on your list and have – Anderson Silva, number 3 or 4 in your pound-for-pound list when he just got knocked out by Chris Weidman. I mean,
I completely agree, but Dana White, and, you know, I mean, everyone's different and has their own opinion, but Dana White, when that fight was over, I mean, he was campaigning. I think that they like to bill Anderson Silva as, like, pound-for-pound. You know, you can't say pound-for-pound number one, so everyone goes with John Jones or GSP. The fighters say GSP is pound-for-pound number one. The writers say John Jones is pound-for-pound number one. I mean, It's impossible for me to compare them because they're completely different fighters. I mean, George has been dominant longer. I think that more likely than not, John will be dominant longer at the end of the day, you know, because he's 26. But, you know, but they're number one and number two. And then Anderson, number three, it's like, you know, I know he's a great fighter and all, but I mean, how do you put him behind Kane and how do you put him behind
Weidman,
who knocked him out You know, I mean, I guess you could put him ahead of some of the other guys, but those two, I mean, Kane, except for that one knockout, you know, has won every single round in his entire life. I mean, he's never even lost a round. He's never even lost a minute of a fight. I mean,
exactly.
he has lost 30 seconds, but he's never lost a full minute of a fight in his career, except for that knockout.
Good point. Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, folks. That's at WrestlingObserver.com. Then you can check out the Wrestling Observer Radio Show, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network Sundays. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Dave, I'm always blessed to have you on the phone, but I got to tell you, when your answering machine message really sounds like somebody has the gun to your head. Okay? You know that jokingly.
All right.
He's very panicked. He sounds panicked, but he isn't. Anyway, Dave, you're the greatest. Thank you so much, man.
Okay, thanks very much, Pedro.
Bye-bye. He didn't like that too much. That was a good joke, though. I mean, you should hear his message. Anyway. I've heard his message. It sounds like he's being held hostage. You are turned to Ringcock Live Worldwide, the inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got style. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the Floyd Mayweather show. We don't know if it broke the Oscar De La Hoya Floyd Mayweather pay-per-view records of 2007, but it came pretty close, and I think we'll find out in the next week to 10 days. That's what the actual numbers are. UFC 165 tonight, coming to you from Ontario, Canada, with John Jones and Alex Gustafson in the main event. I expect Jones to win. But who doesn't? I mean, he's probably the best fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA. But as we just discussed, anything can happen in an MMA fight. I thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time. This is it for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then again on Sunday, we are for 2 hours of live, 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour on MMA, live at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget to hit my website, ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk.com. Until next time, much respect.